It's like carrying auto insurance. Someone can still get in a car and drive it without having this document.
Private pilot Captain James Lindlore telling KNX that worries that the FAA doesn't have proper paperwork for about a third of the small planes flying in the U.S. doesn't mean there's any imminent terrorist threat.
It somehow implies that if the FAA had 100% coverage of registrations, that they would know where every airplane is at every time, what it's being used for, whom it is being flown by, and that's not true. The smaller aircraft, of which there are hundreds of thousands, are smaller than the typical car, do not pose a great risk, so this is an issue. It's not a good thing, but it's not the type of security risk that people might think.
He says, yeah, something should be done to make sure all planes are properly registered, but it should be done in a non-alarmist manner.
It would not be that difficult to send out documents or to request re-registration of aircraft from a requesting standpoint. There is a lot of paperwork involved in tracking down owners, and there may be aircraft that are sitting there that they don't know, and then how do they contact the owner? It becomes a chicken and egg situation. So the theory is not hard. Logistically, it could take a little while.
Private pilot James Lindlore.